Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of Orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
To another session of the Healing Fountain Show. and we have the mind of Rob, and I think he's just arrived. We were thinking he wasn't going to be here tonight, today, but he's actually here. And his theme is Father, Son, Mother Earth. And he'll be speaking about awakening and taking callers and the questions. So feel free to call him. But before we bring him on, are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, everyone. Brilliant. Hi, Jen. And I do have Bobby patched in with me as well, so we are good to go.
Oh,
welcome,
great.
Everyone, to yet another. I almost had a yet another night with Daddy G. But yet another edition of the Healing Fountain Show. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do a plug on a different show.
It doesn't matter, Gary. It's all right. It's all gold ring shows, isn't it? So hi to you and hi to Rob, if he's there listening with his headphone on somewhere. We'll bring him on shortly, but I'd like to just mention a couple of people. I don't normally do this because we could spend the whole show giving out names of people who require special healing, but I'd like to just mention Tammy Routley. I think it's Tammy Routley, and she really needs loads of healing this minute, and also Kim and her unborn baby. And so I'd just like to mention those, if nobody minds, but we do dedicate this show to anybody who requires healing or any place on earth that requires it as well. Mm-hmm. And with having,
like Japan.
Yeah, like Japan and the Middle East, wars
yes.
everywhere. And, you know, so we really do need loads of healing sending out there. And our therapist room, hopefully, when we all meditate, we're doing just that. Because what we need to do is channel the light down and channel it right down into the Mother Earth and then spread it out to all mankind. It's very easy, but we don't realize our power. And when we actually do that, even if we're just being ourselves and just being positive, that can have a direct effect on the planet and people around
yes,
us.
Can. We are more powerful than we realize, and the power is within each and every one of us. And as we tap into that power and allow that power to emerge and then combine that power with all of us globally, and the results are exponentially amazing. Yes, they are.
I mean, the power of darkness is not that great. It's just that so many people on the planet at the moment, without realizing they're doing it, are thinking negative thoughts. And so it's not the quality of the lack of light that's really powerful. It's the amount of the lack of light that's being spread about. Light is much more powerful than dark.
Well, there really is no darkness, according to the scientific theory. It's only the absence of light.
An absence of light,
Right.
So, but
and,
if it's not there
and
you add light, it's not dark anymore. So you're right, there is no such thing. Okay,
and
then.
That's what I speak to in my new meditation that I just finished recording. It's talking about resolving duality, duality such as light and dark or good and bad and that sort of thing. Mm. All we're doing is describing two ends of the same energy. And I felt moved by spirit and vision to create this new meditation we'll be able to play it one day.
We'll have a show very soon and we'll play that. And we must be all in creative moods because I've been writing another song today and it's a house track and it's called Be the Change. You know, be the change you want to see in the world. So
become the change.
Yeah, be the change. Well, I've called it Be the Change, but anyway. Yeah, become is another word for it. Okay, so shall we play our first track today? I mean, the guy we've got coming on is a really big Beatles fan, which I'm quite pleased about because I live about 18 miles away from where the Beatles came from. So I've sort of grown up with the Beatles as well. And it's a really appropriate one for his theme. It's called Here Comes the Sun.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. It's all in, it's been a long
It is all right. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I love it. It's a very positive song. I like positive songs because it's helping to spread the positivity about.
And it removes us from that fear that's going around with all the activity going on in the earth right now, and also in the sun. You know, the coronal mass ejections you're hearing about, those sort of things. Here comes the sun.
Yeah.
And it's all right, you know.
I've always been a sun shipper.
Bring it on.
In fact, I got pneumonia once, sunbathing in the freezing cold weather. There was a bit of sun out there, and I was out there in a field, and it was gale force winds, and I was determined I was going to get a tan. I didn't get a tan, I got pneumonia. But anyway, we're going to bring Rob on. And where does Rob live? Is it Boston? No, you live in Boston, don't you, Gary?
I'm in Boston, right. And Rob is in St. Louis. Anyway, we'll go ahead and bring him on the air right now.
Right.
And Rob, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. How are you?
Awesome. I'm doing magnificent, just sitting around nature, looking at the bright sun.
Wow.
How's your weather there?
Well, I think yours is probably similar to Gary's, but
it's quite sunny. There's not a cloud, and not even a chemtrail today, but it is.
That's a bonus.
It is quite cold. It hasn't really warmed up yet, but at least the sun is out, and it's quite lovely. The sky is blue.
Yeah. Well, it's dark here now, but for the last few days, we've had some lovely sunshine, and the wind is, little breeze has been a bit cool, but it's been, it feels like spring's here, you know. In fact, it's probably our summer that we're getting at the minute, but...
Now, you over in Europe, you changed your clocks this past Sunday, didn't you?
Yes, we did, yeah. We lost an hour of sleep last night, so if I start... Zedding, you'll know what's happened. Okay,
yeah, so
we're going to ask people to load the links before we bring Rob to speak. And so you're going to paste them in the chat room, aren't you? Sorry, Gary, did I interrupt you in full flow?
There is the link.
Yeah, you've put the link in. But before we actually play the track, for the soundtrack for people who are listening on the radio, to listen to, we're going to bring Rob on to speak about Father, Son, and Mother Earth. I'm looking forward to hearing about this, Rob.
I am looking forward to what source is going to allow me to speak to.
Oh, you're going to channel it too, are you? We're going to ask if anybody wants to call in later on when you've finished speaking. If they want to call in and ask questions later in the show even, you know, feel free to call in. So, sorry about that. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, I don't know what, you know, channeling really means. I just going to allow the spirit to speak and just flow through me and just let things go. I don't know exactly what I'll speak, but
okay.
I just don't want, you know, any form of ego to hinder what the spirit would speak. So,
okay. What is your take with Mother Earth and... Father, Son?
Well, to me, Father, Son, it represents, you know, the Father. This is what my perspective is as far as how I see things. I believe in my heart that there's a Father and there's a Mother Creator. There's not just a Father Creator or not just a Mother Creator. And I feel that physical creation allows us to see the spiritual things. It represents the spiritual things. And when I look at the sun, I see the Father. And when I look at the earth, I see the Mother. And father-son to me also represents the source, because the source is energy and the source gives us life and the source is our life that is within us. And the mother is the one that gives birth to the creation. And you can't have one without the other. And, you know, a mother and a father, you can't, you know, I mean, you have to have them both to have a child. And I feel that what's going on in this world right now is just the mother giving birth to the great child, giving birth to the new creation. And I feel that we are the ones to recreate this new creation by thinking about these things that are positive and loving, and of what is truth and what is light. And it's just, it's all one. I mean, everything is one. You know, we are all one, and we're all connected to that one, and that one is source. And what I feel the source is love, truth, light, and it's three in one. And that represents also the father, mother, and child, which are three in one. And, you know, of course, we have our mental, our physical, and our spiritual bodies as well, and that's three. And we have the sun, the moon, and the earth, and that's three. And the earth itself is actually the third planet from the sun, and we live in the third dimension. And it seems to me that source is really speaking to us to say that everything comes in threes. And that's how I see it. That's my perspective. And I just ask anyone that is listening to just have an open heart to this message that I speak. And because we all have, you know, different ideas and different ways that we see God, creator, or source, or goddess, or whatever we desire to call it. But I just feel it's all one. So that's my perspective of it. And
well, it makes sense, doesn't it? Because when you think about it, nothing grows on this earth without Father Son, and nothing would grow if we didn't have Mother Earth underneath us. And in fact, we are made out of dust, and we return to dust and clay, don't we? Our return to dust
yes,
and clay.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And so what you're saying makes absolute sense.
Yeah, yeah. And something that came to me recently, again in a vision, was that is the original Trinity that you're talking about. The church called it the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But the real Trinity is Mother Earth, Father, Son, and the inner child. Because all of us, whether you're male or female, all of us have those traits within us.
That is very true, Gary. It's just the key is how do we balance that? You know, how do we balance the feminine aspect of us, the masculine aspect, and that inner child that you speak of? And it's just by loving yourself and loving others and growing in this love, you're going to understand more of these aspects. And it's just about growing into them and just letting the spirit flow within you to teach you, because in truth, the spirit is what truly teaches us about life, because the spirit is life. And if we just focus on the physical things, we're not going to see what life truly is. And when we start to focus more on the spiritual things, that's when we understand more about what life is. It's very simple, and life is very simple because love is simple, and love is life. And that's how we live in this world. And that's what it's all about. It's all about loving. And it's just the world right now, most of the population, they're focused more on fear and focused more on pain, and that's an illusion. And the only reality that we know is love. Love is real, and real is love. And I just feel that it doesn't matter what others are doing around you or what the world or how it seems to be. What truly matters is what you're doing within yourself. Because we know that in order to change the outside world, we need to change within us first. And that's what it's about. I mean, the source is within us, so that's where we need to start, is at the source of all things, you know, to be centered. And getting back to Father, Son, and Mother Earth, it's just, this is what I feel in my heart, the perspective that I see is source, the source itself, far as the one being, the creator of all things, I feel that that being is completely outside of creation. I feel that we are in the source, within, without. The source is within us, and we are within the source. And I feel that in order for the source to start creation itself is to have a father and to have a mother, and they give birth to the child. And the children are the light beings. You can call them angels, fairies, or pixies, whatever you desire to call them. These are the beings that Father and Mother Spirit has produced. And as I was saying, that, you know, you see it in physical nature. You see it completely, because this world really explains everything in this universe, and it explains all the spiritual things. So this is just another perspective, of course. Mm-hmm. I've gone through, I don't want to speak of myself too much. Like I said, I want to speak of spirit, but to explain this, I have not had a normal life. I've really been separated from people and not able to communicate with them because I felt that they just never understood me. But what I realized, what Source has revealed to me, is that that was actually a blessing, because I was able to think about things a lot and get away from people and, you know, think about ideas that no one else around me would. And I just feel that whenever we do that, when we take time alone and be away from everybody, I mean, if you desire to go out in nature, that would probably be best, but it does not matter where you go, as long as you're, you know, by yourself and just thinking about things. I mean, that's what meditation is all about, and that's how we truly grow, because we really think about who we truly are within ourselves, and we can't hide from ourselves then. And I also feel that the biggest fear that people have is being alone, because they really have no excuse anymore. They have to think about themselves and think about all things. So, like I said, that's the greatest blessing, is when you take time alone and just be quiet and still and allow that inner peace to flow within you, which is source or spirit or love or whatever you desire to call it. It's all one. So,
In fact, some people rush about all their lives in order to not think, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, they concentrate more on the outside of things, because by doing that, they won't have to go within themselves. And we know that the only way to change this world, like I said, is to go within yourself. And this is the true test of life. This is the true challenge, because, you know, you have to question your mind. You have to challenge your mind. That's how we grow. That's how we push the envelope. And in reality, if we don't do this, this world is at the brink of destruction, or it's at recreation or rebirth. And we have the power to decide that. We have the power within us to change this. And those that do know this are the ones that are going to change this world. I mean, if we wait for those that are not awakened and you know, depend on the outside world to change it, it's not going to happen. So we are the ones that we've been waiting for. It is our time to shine. As that sun shines upon my face right now, that is how we are going to shine in this world. I mean, we are just at the dawn right now, and it takes leaders and to stand up to this darkness, which is an illusion. And to be a true leader, you need to be first a follower, because that's how you know how to lead, is when you know how to follow. So, and also, to become a true teacher, you need to learn to be a true student first. So, I mean, we're all students and we're all teachers of sorts. And that is what a true master is when they come to the understanding that we will always teach and we will always learn from source, because we are within the source and the source is within us, within and without.
I also learn by teaching.
Yeah.
Teaching helps teach me. Very, very fascinating way that works. I also, to remain a student, you know, once you learn something and begin to teach it, pass it on to somebody, that's where the learning really starts coming in. So,
Well, somebody typed in the chat room that they think of the Father as the air that they breathe. But I think that's because we connect to Source concentrating on our breathing, because the Creator was there when we took our first breath. And so we do actually connect to Source through our breath. And I think that's where that comes in. But in fact, even the ancients worshipped the sun. The ancient Egyptians worshipped the sun. But I don't think it was the physical body of the sun that they were worshipping. It was the spirit behind the sun. And I've always said that. And then, I don't know if you've heard of White Eagle. White Eagle books as channeled by, I think it was Grace Cook, over about 30 or 40 years. On page 34 of Personal Development Number 2 book, it said the ancients didn't worship the physical sun as it's often thought. They worshipped the spirit behind the sun. And so I think your idea that it's the father is the sun, I sort of quite go with that one myself.
Yeah, that's very true, you know, what Gary also said about, you know, we're our own teacher within us. And whenever we do teach and speak, we're teaching ourselves. And it's also true what you said, John, about how it's a spiritual son that is within us. And it's a spiritual father. And what is a true father? A father is one that guides and teaches their children to be wise, and to just let them go and learn on their own, and whenever they seek a question, to ask the Father. And that's really the key, is understanding that the Father, the Mother, and the Child is within us. And that spiritual Son, which I describe as being like Source energy, because, you know, the sun is energy. It's just pure energy. It gives us light. It gives us life, physical life. Without it, we would not be. And, of course, without Mother Earth, we would not be. So it's very interesting. It's very – and that's the thing that I desire to do, is to just allow people to think about things and to question and challenge their minds. And to understand that, you know, everything is for purpose down here. I mean, our lives was designed for us to serve Source. And when we come to that point that we know that the Spirit is directing us to do something great, we need to step out and not be afraid to do it. Because if we don't step out to do it, then we are changing the whole universe by not doing it, and changing the whole universe by doing it. And if we don't do it, then it's just, we just need to do it. It's just that simple.
Yeah, and in fact, we chose to be here at this time to do what we came to do. And I think it always helps to remember that when you're faced with disasters that are going on in the world. You know, we chose to be here at this time. Some of us chose to go now in disasters, which God bless those souls who chose to go, because they're doing it in order that millions more may awaken. And so they're here doing what they came to do, and much as I really feel for them, you know. So anyway, shall we play your video? You've got a video, a YouTube account, haven't you? And you've got videos on there, and you've got one that we can sort of meditate to while we're sending out love, light, and healing. And so unless you have anything else to add to that, Rob, to what you're saying?
I'm just thankful and grateful for life right now, and just living in the moment. And I'm just so thankful that I can share my mind, heart, and soul with you and Gary and Marika, if she's there, and all those of Healing Gold Ring, and those that are listening, and those that will, and just be blessed, and know that you are the blessed one, and you can bless yourself right now. You know, you can heal yourself right now by just accepting what is true within you.
Yeah, I mean, some people feel guilty for getting healing for themselves, but really, it's a case of physician, heal thyself. You can't heal anyone else until you heal yourself, can you, really? And so, you know, we need to be as fit as we can be in order that we can do our job. Yeah. And so I never feel guilty. But in fact, when you actually send out healing to everyone else, they say that you do retain 10% of it for yourself anyway. So I don't think we should feel guilty for healing ourselves. And in fact,
no,
that's right. Okay, then. So shall we go to the video and ask people to load the links, Gary?
And, yes, I put the link up here in the chat.
Yeah.
Everyone, and, click the link and pause the player, mute the sound. When you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. That lets us know that you're ready. Now, the soundtrack behind this video is going to stop before the ending of the video, simply because I didn't add that last little bit on the end. Just mute it out, and when the music ends on the switchboard, we'll just come back on.
The soundtrack on your video was a bit sort of fading out a bit.
It's shorter than the video.
Okay. Never mind. We'll get the gist of it, won't we, Rob?
But actually, it would be good to, that would work just to take, you know, have that was meant to be just to have people think about things. So,
yeah
that would be good. Excellent.
Okay, so do you want me to do the countdown or are you doing it, Gary?
Yes, Jen, would you do the honors, please?
Okay, then, but let me know when the hearts
are
up, because I'm over on switchboard now, and I can't actually see the chat room.
Okay, well, I see the hearts, and they're coming up, and there's mine. And it looks like pretty much everyone is ready.
Well, you've all got my heart anyway. Okay, then, so here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, plus... Press play.
Arrive on the planet, and blinking step into the sun. There's more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here, more to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high in the sapphire sky, keeps great and small on the endless ground. If you circle the line,
there you have it.
And it's time to do our ceremonies. It's time to light the candles. I'm lighting the candle to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And because fire is a very powerful tool that we can use to manifest our intent along with prayer, to manifest our goals. I've also previously lit the incense which purifies the atmosphere, ready to invite the angelic realm. We invite the energies to help us send out the healing. And we're going to ask the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now. Bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We also ask for the energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena. Please be with us now. Thank you. We're in the presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing, along with our guides, inspirers, and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. And we have 28 therapists in the chat room who will be assisting us to do that. And before Rob does his healing meditation, we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. we are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marika. And our special guest is Rob.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you, Rob.
Something's on my heart right now. Would that be okay if I read one of my poetry?
Yes, fine.
I don't want to change things up. It's just on my heart at this moment. So, it's called To Be Free. To freely express our soul, to watch all dreams unfold, to have courage to love, to know we are here and above, to live in peace and happiness, to drift open in our mind, to to accept the truth, to enjoy life in every moment, to bow down to love itself, to freely express our soul, to know that life is simple, to understand we need not to fear, to focus on love, truth, light, to forgive ourselves of all pain, to remember who we are by far, to see all life as one and one, 11, to be true to everything and everyone, to accept all as it truly is, to know that life is simple, to connect to all things that bring love, to only desire blessed, perfect, pure light, to speak the highest excellent truth, to say, feel, and think no more war, to hunger and thirst after peace of mind, to dream the most greatest of dreams, to hope for all good, all perfect, spirit oneness, to center all attention on love, truth, light, to connect to all things that bring love. And there's this one more I would like to read. This one is called You Are Worthy. Only one is worthy of you, great and high feeling. How can anyone compare with your beauty? You fill up all in all, true and bright being. Your very presence humbles the mind, heart, soul. To bring just kind words to the ear of understanding, peace and harmony are in your magic of perfection, allowing all souls to live in you by your wonderful love, collecting all back to you just by being you, magnificent. Your supreme authority is worthy of your excellent creation. Seeing you and feeling you is everything, since you are the one. For the one inside the one is dedicated to your oneness, masterful, brilliant mind that transcends all things, being everything. You are worthy to open the seventh seal of love, truth, light. The work that you do is perfect in all thoughts you dream up. The play that you play is with fun and everlasting joy for all. Time has no hold on your eternal fire that burns in all to know. Your gold ring of sacredness collects all back to you, great and wise one. Nothing is done without your understanding that is forevermore. You open the door for everyone to walk through, the door of all perfect, everlasting dreams to be fulfilled in everything. Oh, how you love your children, your creation, your life's work. Time to rest, eternal friend that lives forever in peace and bliss. The collective mind, heart, soul are almost aware of your presence that fills all in all, is all, for all, to know that you are all, and they too. You are one with them as they are going to be one with you. To manifest your last Christ, for all Christ to know how to truly create. Oh, how beautiful your plan is. Show all the creation your mind, heart, and soul, to let them see you and touch you, to understand you by your will. Perfectly, magically delightful is your name, love, truth, light, seeding the earth that is mother with your powerful lighted fire, the mother giving birth to her most precious children of light. Music of joy ring in the ears of her children of seven divinity. Oh, how your radiance protects your worthy magicians of light, taking away fear, pain, darkness, replacing with love, truth, light. No one can change your perfect plan of greatness that is one. The feelings you give to your being is pure, happy, blissful splendor. The golden white light sets the soul free from the imprisoned past. The future is great peace of everlasting oneness created by love. Three, thus, to the one, for one, is three in one forever and eternity. All we know, your beauty, mother of truth, goddess of all that is. Oh, how the one loves the one's true heart that is in everyone. Spirit being uplifted by thought and feeling in the universe, earth, mind, heart. Soul being expressed in thanksgiving, seeing the true light of love. Forever you will share with the creation your magical, powerful one. Nothing can take away the love you have for your children and wife. Brilliant perfection. Send more of your grace in the heart, mind, soul. So diverse is your mind, but it is one because you are one mind. Different colors make up the one rainbow of all sharing your color, blending into one collective soul of remarkable energy that is bliss. To go to extreme measures to show everything, you are love. Forever will the one speak of your inner beauty of majestic life. To complete the one love of life, love of child, love of angels. Oh, how you love your fairies, pixies, fire beings of winged jewels. For your precious stones, crystals shine in your heart of purity. You give all of yourself for your worthy beings of love, truth, light. Your mind, heart, soul belongs to the mother and her splendid ones. All light beings in the universe know you and your work that will be gathered together above your heart, waiting for peace of mind, heart, and soul. What a time that will be, timelessness of all beings in the universe. The Highlander revealing oneself to the one's endless creation. The old has passed. The past is past. Now is the now to live freely. The true life of sharing one soul is about to begin with the creation. In realness, it has already started, for the one reveals oneself here and now. In the now, in the day of the new dawn, of the golden sun shining in and out of the one. Love will not fail, nor get held down by foolish darkness. Love will endure all things because love is love. Love will continue to move forward, for it is the stream of all life. Love will not compromise love for darkness or altered ego. Love will gather all of love's love to love, for love is source. Love will conquer over all dark powers of spoiled childish ways. Love will cast love's powerful spell upon the face of the whole earth. Love will draw all energy from love's chosen teachers and healers. Love will show all whosoever desires love to grow, to flow free. Love will have no barriers, no walls, no fools to stop love now. Love will drive love's car on the road of the destined light to home. Love will shine its golden, brilliant light in the heart of it all. Love will test all minds, heart, soul, to see who is worthy of love. Love will save love from all fear, pain, darkness, illusionary disorder. Love will turn love's back from the hate, confused, worthless thinking. Love will only feel love's real, true emotions that dispel darkness. Love will surrender to love, and only love, because love is love. Love will divide the dark from the light to prove the one true fight. Love will spiritually judge whoever spits in love's face and laughs. Love will send forth instant karma now in this very moment. Love will collect all souls back to love because love loves all. Love will deliver the little children from the hand of the beast. Love will call all the light beings in the universe, which are great. Love will find in the love of all that is the true one, the free. Love will search every mind, heart, and soul until love finds the true one. Love will test to see if this true love is the one that is the magical, enlightened one. Love will always love the one because the one is the love of life. Love will conjure the most perfect magical spell ever created and cast in time. Love will put love's hand upon love's children and protect them. Love will live in freedom forever very soon in the heart of the one. Love will always be love because love is the one within love. Love will play love's part in golden game, for all is love. level makes the gold ring the center of all attention in the creation. Love will really make the greatest show for the whole universe to see. Love will not doubt, worry, or fear, because love is not foolish at all. Love will be wise above all, because love is above all, in all, forever. Love will be below in the creation game, expressing love's soul. Love has nothing left to lose, for love took her time to choose. Love is perfecting love in a world of fear, pain, and darkness. Love has been strong because love knows love is here to shine. Love has the magical charm again in the one true heart of love. Love has broken through to the other side of all that is bliss. Love has made the stand against the worthless darkness today. Truth is perfect in every way, delighting in the children of light. Truth is shining in the lives of selfish minds, hearts, souls, and time. Truth is always there to set the ones free from ignorance. Truth is rising up to the top of the mountain of the eye of the Creator. Truth is mastering the game of the gold ring in space and time. Truth is worthy of the minds, hearts, souls of the one that created all. Truth is the tidal wave of the ocean that brings the washing of souls. Truth is the oasis in the desert that always has fresh waters of life. Truth is truth's friend when truth is truth in a never-ending space. Truth is finding truth's mind, heart, soul, and bringing her back to him. Truth is sending forth the brilliant angels in time and space here. Truth is waiting for the perfect one to embrace the perfect one. Truth is filling the empty space with truth's wonderful light of fire. Truth is supreme, excellent, cuts through the most hardest lie of darkness. Truth is always looking straight in a pure golden smile towards her. Truth is whispering in the ear of love's true heart's bright delight. Truth is loving the moment, in the moment, of the one moment. Truth is seeing truth manifests remarkable, splendid colors now. Truth only wants truth to love truth in the truth, so help truth now. Truth only feels truth grow in the one being of all that is forever. Truth only desires for truth to see truth in the light of truth today. Truth only loves the now and the excellent, masterful now being truth. Truth only pretending to be something that it is not to play a game. Truth is the fifth element of life that creates life of the sacred flame. Truth is the burning bush. Truth is the burning bush of the one teaching the one. Truth is the violet light of the secret garden sparking the eternal flame. Truth is the rise above to the fifth element, not fearing dark powers. Truth is the queen of fairies calling her fairies to the gold ring game. Truth is the sister goddess casting her perfect spell, mother love. Truth is the ash that is pure beauty and secret perfecting the gold ring. Truth is the ash that devotes her beautiful magic to the perfect one. Truth is the ash that deserves much honor, respect always and now. Light always will shine in the infinite universe of the one great I am. Light always has a home in the mind heart of the one true creator. Light always exposes the dark pools of ignorant thinking. Light always attracts the light to the light in the violet light of one. Light always raises the beam to the full understanding of purpose. Light always dispels the darkness by the wonder of brilliance. Light always will be the light forever, creating the perfect creation. Hello?
That was absolutely wonderful.
right now, it's time to close our chakras for the people who've been meditating. After that wonderful poetry from the mind of Rob. And to close the chakras, we go to the top of the head, closing the crown chakra. Pretend you have doors and close that door. Down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that one. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel chakra, close that one. Down to the base chakra, closing that one. Down to the feet chakra, closing that one, or leaving it open just enough to keep us grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times. Bring the beautiful white light back up to the top of your head, and we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the purple pyramid, sealing to the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe and protected until next time we meet, or until next time we meditate. We'd like to thank the angels for being here. We ask that they remain in archives for people listening in later. And we want to thank Rob for that wonderful poetry. It was a meditation. Very, very moving. Very powerful. Thank you, Rob. And I think we're going to see if Rob's coming back on again. Are you coming back on again, Rob? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
He's still with us. There he is.
Wow, that was fabulous. Very, very powerful. I didn't expect that. Very emotional as well.
I was just, just woke up today just thinking about what I was going to do and just seeking guidance from Source and just asking. And, that's what was on my heart at the moment. So the meditation that I had planned, it just, isn't time yet. So I just want to say to everyone that is listening, I said it to you and Gary, when we were chatting, on Skype, but I know that whatever I create, we create together because we are all one and we are all co-creators of the creation. And that is the connection, that is the oneness, that is the true power of what we truly are. We have that much power to just think about each other and to send signals, telepathy to each other. And it's growing and growing. And that is what the Gold Ring is all about. It's the experimentation of sending forth these telepathic signals in our mind, heart, and soul. And this is what we are becoming. And it's growing and growing. This whole month for me has been a very accelerating experience spiritually, and this waking up to many, many things. And I feel that, anyone that just allows the spirit to be free within them, they will grow faster and faster, and they will see things more clearly in the light of all truth, which is love. And that's why I always just like to say love, truth, light, because they're three in one. And that's what I feel in my heart is what Source truly is. I don't give Source or the one true creator a name, a physical or universal name, because it's just that that'll divide people, because they'll say, well, my God is the God. Well, whenever you say that love is what it is, no one can deny that. And that's true oneness. and that's what's going to bring us back to being one, is coming back to love.
That word love, that's the cue for your next song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So thank you for that, Rob. Thank you for sharing that. Here we go. This is Love by John Lennon. The time's creeping along fast.
Yes, it is.
Love is real. Real is love.
A brilliant ending on that one. Very sharp. Next week's guest is our lovely angel card reader, Jane Dawson. And I said, never mind. sorry about that. I'm a bit brain dead at this time. But that was an absolutely wonderful meditation. Thank you very much, Mind of Rob. And look out for Mind of Rob on the Gold Ring. And is an absolutely tremendous guy there. Thank you for that, Rob. And thank you, Gary, for being here. And
thank you, Jen.
We're going to play out in a minute with The Who, Go to the Mirror. And it's very good advice. And Rob chose this one as well. And so we're going to say good night, God bless everyone in a minute. And have you anything to say before we go, Gary?
I just want to thank everyone. And if you would like a copy of the meditation that I've just done, if you don't have it already, hit me up on Skype and I'll send it to you. I'll be happy to stream it to you.
Oh, yes, I'd like a copy, please.
Absolutely.
That's going to be good, yeah. And, yeah, that'll be really good. Get a copy of that. So, shall we say goodbye and God bless? Not good night, but I'm going to bed in a minute because it's 11:30 here, just about.
Yes.
And thank you very much for being with us. And thank you, everybody out there, for helping to co-create the wonderful energy, as always, because it is a co-creation.
Thank you, everyone. Yes, thank you. And we will see you in the garden.
Yes.
And as we say in Lakota, Doksha akewachi akengte lo. Again, I will see you.
Oh,
I love you all.
Thank you, Gary, for that. I love you all, too. Okay, bye. We'll play out with this one, The Who, Go to the Mirror.
See you in the garden.
Thank you again, Rob.